Listening Library presents Super Fudge by Judy Bloom, read for you by the author.
Hi, I'm Judy Bloom, and I'm going to read my book Super Fudge. I first wrote about Peter Hatcher and his little brother Fudge in Tales of a Fourth Grade Nothing. When Super Fudge begins, it's the next school year. Peter is in fifth grade, and Fudge is four. Chapter 1. Guess what, Peter? Life was going along okay when my mother and father dropped the news. Bam! Just like that. We have something wonderful to tell you, Peter, Mom said before dinner. She was slicing carrots into the salad bowl. I grabbed one. What is it? I asked. I figured maybe my father's been made president of the company. Or maybe my teacher phoned, saying that even though I don't get the best grades in the fifth grade, I am definitely the smartest kid in the class. We're going to have a baby, Mom said. We're going to what? I asked, starting to choke. Dad had to whack me on the back. Tiny pieces of chewed up carrot flew out of my mouth and hit the counter. Mom wiped them up with a sponge. Have a baby, Dad said. You mean you're pregnant? I asked Mom. That's right, she told me, patting her middle. Almost 4 months. 4 months? You've known for 4 months and you didn't tell me? We wanted to be sure, Dad said. It took you 4 months to be sure? I saw the doctor for the second time today, Mom said. The baby's due in February. She reached over and tried to tousle my hair. I ducked and got out of the way before she could touch me. Dad took the lid off the pot on the stove and stirred up the stew. Mom went back to slicing carrots. You'd have thought we were discussing the weather. How could you? I shouted. How could you? Isn't one enough? They both stopped.